Felice Nudelman is the Executive Director of Education for the New York Times Company, responsible for developing and overseeing education initiatives, including the New York Times Knowledge Network. Felice, I'd like to start by asking you what the draw is to higher education, and how does that experience prepare you to be chancellor at Antioch University?
Thank you, Jerry, for taking the time to speak with me. I'm so excited about joining the Antioch University team and utilizing what I've learned from my many years in higher education before joining the New York Times. I spent some time as a faculty, but quickly moved into the administrative area, administration, which I loved. I loved being able to work at institutions and to envision the potential, envision how we could best serve students, envision and imagine and implement the types of programs that would serve students and society. And so, although I've spent 11 and a half years at the New York Times, it has all been within the focus of education. I feel that this opportunity at Antioch University will allow me to utilize what I've learned from both my many years in higher education and from my 11 and a half years at the New York Times. I return to higher education with a perspective that is both national and international, one that is institution-specific, but also understands the changing education landscape and the potential for a university like Antioch.
Antioch University is a rather unique entity. It has five campuses around the country, including Antioch Midwest here in Yellow Springs. What are the strengths and weaknesses of this five-campus structure?
Well, I see them as strengths. I see that the ability to have a national university that at its core, at its mission, is to provide a learner-centered education, to empower students with the knowledge and skills to lead meaningful lives and to advance social, economic, and environmental justice. That's a very strong and compelling mission. And as a national university, that speaks to probably some of the greatest needs in our country at this moment in time. When you couple that with very strong campus presence, campuses that are linked to their communities, that are strengthened by their community ties, I think it is a strength. It's an absolute strength. And so I look forward to working with each of the five campuses. The programs are exceptional that they deliver. The faculty are exceptional. And the mission and values are just unparalleled.
So what do you see as the greatest short-term challenge for yourself as the new chancellor?
I see that my immediate role will be to help the university achieve its next level of growth, and we're looking forward to that. Again, we're building on very strong campus presence. We're building on programs that are linked to their communities and understand the value of education as a common good. And we're also at a point where we have the opportunity to have the university grow. And so that's an exciting challenge to face and one that is an energizing challenge.
I believe that you've had experience with online education initiatives, and I was wondering how much online learning is a part of Antioch University's future.
I hope that online learning will be a robust part of Antioch's future. Again, we have very, very strong programs and very strong ties to the community. But the education landscape is growing in exciting ways, and it would be just an incredible opportunity to have Antioch University as a national university with international reach to explore the option and opportunity of online learning. I think, though, that as with any new enterprise, the faculty are key to this. The substance of the curriculum is key. The content of the courses is key. And the need to really maintain the university as a learner-centered university is key. So online learning is just one more way to work with students and for faculty to teach. And so I look forward to that next potential for growth for Antioch.
WYSO Public Radio is licensed to Antioch University, as you know. Do you have any early thoughts on how the university and the radio station can partner to better serve our radio listeners and Antioch students?
Oh, I am so excited about WYSO. I've actually listened to you online. And so I know the station. I know the NPR affiliation, and I know the role that public radio plays in a community. It strengthens those ties, and it is a really exciting opportunity to have such a high quality station affiliated with the university. I've seen the new facility, and I think that the plans to serve the Miami Valley and the community are very exciting. I know that there's live music planned and shows and additional outreach. And so I think that the more the WYSO interacts with the entire Miami Valley and continues the high quality of broadcasting, the better for both the university and the community. It is a community service.
Felice Nudelman, Executive Director of Education for the New York Times Company, now Chancellor of Antioch University. Felice, thanks for speaking with us.
Jerry, thank you so much for taking the time today. I so look forward to joining the Antioch University team and look forward to being relocated in the Miami Valley in the near future.
Thanks so much.
Take care.